Many of the world's islands once supported huge flightless birds. But most of these creatures became extinct before they were ever seen by Europeans. Among the last to vanish was the dodo, found on the island of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean. So by the time Portuguese sailors discovered the bird in the 16th century, it was a strange relic, a last survivor of a plethora of island giants that disappeared before ever a picture was drawn or a paragraph written about what they were like. Just what dodos actually looked like is still debated. We know that these turkey-sized birds were covered with grey downy feathers and had three curled white plumes for a tail. Their weight must have varied with the seasons, for some writers describe them as being so fat that their swollen bodies wobbled like jellies as they were chased, while others recalled slender birds. Scientists argued for centuries about what kind of bird the dodo was, until detailed studies proved that it was a gigantic member of the pigeon family. Many of its strange features, such as its downy feathers, were the result of keeping baby features into adulthood. Indeed, the dodo resembles nothing more than a gigantic pigeon nestling. Despite the sensation its discovery caused, very little was ever recorded about the dodo's habits in the wild. One writer noted that it laid a single white egg in a nest of grass located deep in the forest. Another that it swallowed stones to aid digestion. Beyond that, its biology's a mystery. Dodos were ground nesting birds, and the European introduction of monkeys and pigs to Mauritius must have had a severe impact on their ability to raise young. This, combined with human hunting, brought about its swift decline. By 1690, there were no more. The last complete dodo specimen was held by a museum at Oxford. In 1755, the ageing specimen was deemed too decrepit to keep, so it was ordered destroyed. But somebody had the foresight to cut off the head and right foot before throwing the rest to the flames. Alas, these body parts are the most substantial remains of the dodo bird that we have today.